This is Essence of God Space Radio, and you're tuned in with Nirvana. Nokwe Mseleku. Nokthula is my second name. Shout out to Gwanini. Shout out to my mother, Umamtu Nokwe. Shout out to Mseleku, Omatuma, Olwandle. So, today I wanted to talk about, as an introduction to this wonderful series and this wonderful journey that we're about to take together, I wanted to talk about love. I wanted to talk about relationships. I wanted to talk about romance and basically my perspectives, the things that I'm growing up to understand about myself in that context, in those contexts, as well as the things that I've learned through my mother, through experience, through listening to different women, different men, and experiencing the different lessons that people don't necessarily say to me verbally, but through action and energy. So I hope this is an expansive talk with you. I do have some notes from my darling mother, Umamtu Nokwe. I'm going to share the conversation that I had with her earlier before. It's important you hear the lessons from the horse's mouth, because there's something that you specifically might pick up that is in direct correlation with the lesson that you have to learn. And I don't know your lessons. I'm just here expressing my truth. So, love. Love. How does that feel like? What does it do? What is it meant to do? What does it mean? What does it mean when I say that I love you? Or when I feel that I love you and I don't say it? What do those things mean? And I don't think I could, I don't think it would be fair to prescribe a definition to each and every person, like a gen, just one thing. It's like, okay, cool. If you love someone, you're meant to be with them like this, and then what, and da 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 da. I think it's a personal journey, and I feel like because we're so similar, sometimes we choose the same prescriptions when maybe that's not necessarily your flow. Maybe your flow is in loving someone and knowing that you love them and then moving on with your life. Or maybe your flow is in loving someone, showing them that you love them, and then, but there's also like the topic, I don't want to call it an issue, but the topic of transactional love and what that means. Because I could love you and want to have you express something. Maybe the feeling that I give or the energy that I direct towards you, I'm going to expect something of similar, you know, in return. And I mean, there's great dangers in that. And I think a lot of us have suffered dearly with regards to expectations, what one person expects from another, or what I expect of myself within the experience, or the experiences of energies just transmuting with one another. So I wrote a few points and I'll expand on them. I do enjoy having like a British accent sometimes. It's fun. I don't know why, but I resonate with it quite a bit. Okay, so on the topic of love, I personally don't believe in the fact, well, it's not even a fact, but I don't believe that there's a fact that someone can make you feel love. I feel that some people can inspire you to feel a type of way. People can inspire you to feel anything. Anything can inspire you to feel something, you know? And in this episode, in this realm, in this space and time, we're talking about love. And I don't think I could make you fall in love with me. I think I could inspire you to feel love. So I'm just going to go on over and use the dictionary to check out the definition of inspiration. Because what does that mean? What does it mean to be inspired? It's the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. So what you will find is that, like, we're primal, right? We want to make babies. Naturally, we want to make babies. So if you inspire me to feel love, I may be inspired to give you that love, and then we may be inspired to have a life together, create a life, build a family, anything. This is now, I'm talking about, like, I don't want to say romantic love, because I feel like family and romance are two separate things, but for the purposes of making you understand what I'm trying to say, I'm just going to say romantic love. There tends to be an inspiration to create something when we love. And I think that's where we kind of, like, get it wrong. We get it wrong in thinking that because you make me feel this way and I'm fearful of the way that you are making me feel, external force, you are inspiring me to feel, they're not making you feel a type of way, but they're you're inspiring this feeling in me, and I don't understand what this inspiration is. So you know what, because I don't understand what's going on with me, and I'm scared that you're going to inspire me to feel other types of things, I'm going to try and control you. I'm going to try and control the person that you are, and just so I can regulate how much I'm feeling, or what I'm feeling, or at least I can attempt to feel that I'm in control of myself. And what I've come to realize is that most relationships, if not all, are paths of self-discovery. And my mother was speaking about whether, she was telling me, she's like, do you know who is worthy to walk this path with you? Some people you may love, but you have to love from a distance. And that's okay. It's okay to have to create a boundary with certain people and still have love for them. Creating a boundary does not mean that you're canceling love, but it certainly does mean, ogutsi, you know where that person's energies are directed, and you know your purpose, you know your path. They don't necessarily mesh. I mean, I could have love for McDonald's, but I know how McDonald's makes me feel, yo. And I can't be eating McDonald's every day. I know how it makes me feel. But I have love for McDonald's, you know? Shout out to McDonald's. This is not an advert. And it's not a topic of superiority. It doesn't necessarily mean, ogutsi, just because when I don't feel like we have to walk the same path together, that now, excuse me, that now I'm superior to you. That's not the case. All it is I'm speaking my truth. My purpose, my energies, the reason I'm here are directed at this. I'm meant to walk this path. You're walking on this path, my brother or sister, and I have love for you. I love you. But just because I have love for you doesn't necessarily mean that now we have to try and force our paths to come together. That's not the truth. And it was a very pain. I think the pain comes in the resistance of it. It's not painful. It's the resistance of the acceptance of the fact that I can love you and still be separate from you. Does that make sense? Shout out to my brother, Noel. He's on this live. I can love you and still have a life of my own that is very different from yours. And us, in our loving, sometimes we transform our love. Love is an energy. Sometimes we transmute that energy and make it into isilwane, a monster that wants to control. Because we're scared of the power that we have inside. Do you know how powerful love is? Do you know how powerful any type of feeling is? If explore, everything that we feel is power. This tendency to belittle everything that's going on the inside is one of the reasons why we have so much, I don't want to say so many egomaniacs, but I want to say there's the reason we are so fearful of ourselves is the reason why there's so many of us that are acting and performing our egos, trying to make slaves of men and women, our brothers and sisters. Yes. In this day and age, slavery doesn't necessarily have to mean that I'm whipping you and that I look white. Sometimes we try to own each other. And forget, I'm not equating the struggles of Abokokbami. I'm not trying to compare, but what I'm raising an awareness because there's definitely a mentality that needs to shift. We need to really look deep within, and it is an honor to be able to have relationships, to be able to interact with people. It is an honor. Because in that interaction, it's self-discovery. Every moment is self-discovery. You watching me right now is self-discovery. How are you feeling right now? That feeling is an energy. That energy is power to do something, to be able to create. What am I inspiring in you right now? Is it love? Is it comfort? Is it hate? Are you angry at the truths, my truths that I'm spitting out right now? Or are you accepting of it? What is going on with you? Where is your state of mind? Pretense. My mom is wonderful because Uma is a very open book. And she's the type of, she's an evolved open book. She's an open book that is an audiobook that speaks when it wants to. That speaks when she feels there is a need. She's like an angel. And she shared with me how, I'm not going to go into the story, but she finds it a personal problem. She's a Taurus. She finds it offensive. Like it bothers her when someone is not honest about their intentions with her. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm, I hear it. The thing is, someone can pretend for years. I mean, there's a profession. I'm in the profession of pretending to be something that I'm not. You know? But, like, what I'm saying is people can pretend for years. We ourselves fool ourselves a lot of the time. We fool ourselves. It's in our culture to fool ourselves. We wear things that aren't our skin, aren't our hair, aren't our eyelashes. We wear things to feel pompous, to feel big. We there's so much that we pretend to be that we're not, which is fine in isolation. But what does that pretense mean? I'm not getting to my point. Let me get to my point. I could pretend for years and years just to win your affection. I could pretend for years and years just to win you over, just to have you in my vicinity where I can feel like I can control you, you know? And then after all that pretense is done, I'm going to now expect you to compensate for the healing that I need to be doing for myself. I'm gonna tell you how to heal me, but through overcompensation. And you can't heal with overcompensation. How can you do that? People overeat all the time. There's someone overeating right now. There's someone binge drinking right now. There's someone binge smoking right now just to compensate for a void that they have inside. And there's a danger in pretense, because when we pretend to be what we're not, when we pretend that our intentions are like this, but they're not. It's like counterproductive. If I see you in your light, If I see you in your light and I'm like, yo, I really like this light. I want to be in this light. I'm recognizing something that's of me inside, because everyone's a mirror. Everyone's like a reflection of you, a part of you. Everyone's dual, you know, duality, Gemini. And when I see that in you, but I can't recognize it in myself, but I know it's inside of me deep down, what's going to happen? Especially if I'm not aware of myself. I'm going to try and own that light that's on the outside, that's actually a reminder that I also have a light of my own. But I'm going to think, oh no, it is my mission to now conquer this light. When light's not meant to be conquered. Light's meant to illuminate. And then, now, on the topic of loving and letting go. Into nomu muntu maumtanda. You will learn to let them go and to let them be. They will be completely themselves and you will learn to love them. But what I was saying was, sorry to slightly digress. What I was saying was, Uguti, when we pretend, when we lie to ourselves and other people about our intentions with ourselves and other people, we prevent ourselves from experiencing the light and love and magnificence of our truest beings. So be honest and open about your intentions. With yourself, with other people, be like, yo, this is what I want from you. Maybe you could learn something. You could possibly learn. If I'm open and honest with you about my state of being, you could possibly teach me something that's going to liberate me. That's going to liberate me from the shackles of my way of being. It could be shackling me. Maybe in my openness. In my openness, you could open my eyes to see something. You could remove the fog. But yeah, pretense is a danger. It is a danger. You lie to everyone, including yourself. So, worth, just to wrap up this beautiful conversation, worth is not a subject of whether I'm superior to you or not. It's a subject of whether our intentions for our lives are aligned. Worth. Are you worthy to walk with me? Am I worthy to walk with you? It's not an issue of superiority. It's an issue of redirection of energies or direction of energies. So an openness of who we truly are enables so many more connections to be made. Because maybe pambili, our paths will link. If I'm open, if I'm honest with myself, which is most important. Love. No one can make you feel that. Can make you feel inspired to feel love. But no one can make you feel love. But one, a person can inspire you to feel that. Just like any other feeling. It's an inspiration. And it's what you do with that inspiration that matters. Because with inspiration, what follows? Creation. The only reason you feel that way is because you're meant to create something. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to create a classic television romantic relationship. Maybe you need to create a new paradigm within yourself, a new way of thinking, a new way of being. Maybe you need to create a song, an item, a party, something. You don't know if you keep looking, if we keep looking at love as this tunnel vision thing, like, whoa, if I love you, that means I gotta marry you. I gotta own you. You gotta be my something. You gotta be my trophy. We don't, there's so many possibilities to this feeling. So much creation that can be made off of just feeling love. Instead of just like having this tunnel vision thing of, yeah, she's the one, he's the one. No, I'm the one. I'm the one for me. You're the one for you. And the fact that someone is able to inspire that is a blessing. But that inspiration, you feel that. I feel love. It may not be the other person. Maybe it's reciprocated. I don't know. But I'm the one who's feeling this. So what am I going to do with that feeling? Because it's mine. It is my feeling. Okay. I hope my truth inspired a new paradigm. I hope that you share your thoughts, your feelings in the comments below. This is Essence of God Space Radio. A big thanks to my mother. A big thanks to my family. And a big thanks to everyone who loves me and cares for me. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.